So if the Dharma has this effect on you, don't be surprised. Don't think that something is wrong if things are painful. It could well be purification. If the Diamond Sutra is unsettling you, it's making you uncomfortable, that's okay. It's good. It's meant to be. It's not meant to be an intellectual exercise. It's supposed to get into you. It's supposed to destabilize, humiliate, undermine, purify you of your egotism. And in the Chan tradition, this is brought out in two really good stories around the Diamond Sutra. And the first is about the famous master Taishan Swan Chien, who was a great scholar of the Diamond Sutra from the north. And he wanted to go south to, because he'd heard, you know, that in the south people weren't really doing the Dharma properly. It was kind of unorthodoxy, you know, dodgy views. So he was going to sort all that out. So he went south carrying his great commentary on the Diamond Sutra, you know, great speaker, you know, the, a pillar of orthodoxy. And on his journey, he came to a wayside tea shop in the south, somewhere run by an old country woman. And he sat down, you know, to put down his sutra, you know, a nice proper monk, sat down and asked for some refreshment, some tea and some cakes. And the old lady asks, "Sir, excellent sir, in the Diamond Sutra it is written, the past mind cannot be grasped, the present mind cannot be grasped, the future mind cannot be grasped. Excellent sir, which mind is it you wish to refresh?" And Taishan was speechless. He was stunned, and he actually realized even he, a great monk, didn't really know anything about the spirit of the Diamond Sutra at all. Whereas here in the south, even some old lady, you know, by in a wayside chai stall, she knew the essence of the sutra. And he just ended up burning his commentary, and he found great master Lung Tan and turned his knowledge into living experience. And the second story is the story of Layman Pang. Layman Pang is a very famous, celebrated Chan wanderer, a very poor, simple, humble man, wandering around with his wife and daughter, with whom he had very strange conversations, Chan conversations, which are recorded. He's a very strange, rather mysterious figure, much loved, sort of Tolkien fans, you're kind of Tom Bombadil of the Chan tradition. And he was just staying at a temple one time, and a great scholar, a great teacher, a great monk, an expert on the Diamond Sutra, came to give a lecture on the Diamond Sutra, gave a wonderful lecture. And Layman Pang, in his, you know, rough old peasant gear, you know, got up and said, "A layman dares to have a small question? Is that all right?" And the lecturer says, "If you have a doubt, please ask." And Layman Pang said, "There is no sign of self, no sign of others. Since there is no sign of self and others, who is lecturing and who is listening?" And the lecturer was stumped. And he just had to stomach, "Well, I just interpret the meaning according to the letter. I don't know the meaning of this." And he was honest. So Layman Pang said, "No self and no others. How could there be near and far, near or far? I urge you to stop giving lectures. How could that be compared to seeking the real directly? The nature of diamond hard wisdom is devoid of a single particle of dust. Thus have I heard, through to I faithfully accept, are all artificial names." That particular story is actually in the commentary, a Chan commentary on this section on being humbled in the Diamond Sutra.